bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt your name. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. Lord, we bless you. You are God. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, righteous Father. You are the Lord, and that is your name. We bow before you, O God. Lord, we exalt you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised and adored. Glory, honor, adoration unto you, O God. We bless you. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you for your mercy and for your grace upon us. Thank you, O Lord, for your love. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. You are lifted above all other gods. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 14th of May 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his love and for his grace over you. Give honor unto him. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord over my day. This day, you are a day of blessing for me. The Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. I declare the protection of the Lord over my life. In the name of Jesus, the grace of God is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon my destiny. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in favorable portion. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the enemy is cut off from my portion. In the name of Jesus, this day I assess the blessings of the Lord for me. This day I assess the promises of God upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, the grace of God is made available unto me. I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare this day your idea of blessing for me. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is canceled in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. Oh, no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. From the first hour of this day to the last hour of this day, I experience greatness. I experience the blessings of the Lord in the name of Jesus. As I set out today, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into any evil in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord Most High is upon my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare today the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I lift up the standard of the Lord over this day. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. I speak blessing into this day in the name of Jesus. I speak grace into this day in the name of Jesus. Any evil hand that is raised up to stand against the word of the Lord over my life, such hand withers in the name of Jesus. Oh, my seat is not in the corners of death. I am not seated in sickness and infirmity, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. My movement is not downward. My movement is upward. For the Lord Jesus Christ, he has led captivity captives, and he has given unto me the free gift of life. The works of darkness is disappointed over my life today in the name of Jesus. The Lord open unto me his good treasures. Whatsoever I lay my hands upon this day shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I speak life into my day. I speak life into this day in the name of Jesus. No matter how dry the day is, I speak life. I speak blessing. I speak profit over my business. I speak peace over my life in the name of Jesus. Where I walk, where I stay, I speak blessing in the name of Jesus. I speak success over my life in the name of Jesus. No matter how dry the place is, I speak life in the name of Jesus, that my environment, you will bring bring forth the increase that the Lord has appointed unto me in the name of Jesus. Oh, I eat and I am satisfied in the provision of God for me today in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, like we've been announcing. Today is the day for our 1 hour prayer program. I want to believe by now we should have our days of program by heart. Every second Thursday of the month is our prayer launch, coming together fervent to present ourselves before the Lord for 1 hour every second Thursday. And every last Thursday of the month is our time of refreshing, special program we have every month. Let me inform you, this month is going to be special because it's a special prayer program. That is the one we are having on the 28th of May 2026, by the grace of God. That is the last Thursday of this month. But I'm here to remind you of the one we are having today. Today, Thursday, by 12 noon, by God's grace. Join us and let us come together and make known our request unto God. You can join us on site and you can join us online. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Today by 12 noon at Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokodo Junction, Songo Eleele Road in Ibadan. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. This morning, by the grace of God, we are going to continue on our special prayer for our children. Today, we are going to pray Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This is the Lord Jesus Christ removing evil ordinances, evil handwriting that is written contrary to his word of grace over your child. This is the Lord removing the weight of the enemy, the weight of the enemy upon the destiny of your children, the weight that the present word is pressing hard upon their purpose. This is the word of the Lord. The scripture says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against your child, which is contrary to the word of the Lord concerning him. The Lord has taken it out of his way and he has nailed it to his cross, and he has given victory to your child, to your children. And that is why we are going to go before him in prayer. I told you that by the grace of God, for this week, we are praying for our children. That weight that the enemy has placed upon your child, upon your son, upon your daughter, the Lord is going to remove them in the name of Jesus. The weight of wickedness that the enemy has laid upon their life, the chain of addiction and rebellion that the enemy has bind upon them, the Lord will break it in the name of Jesus. That your son is going to fulfill purpose, that your daughter, she's going to fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and speak over them. Speak these words of prayer. Every demonic arrangement over your life is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic arrangement over your life, mention their names. Demonic arrangement over you, son. Demonic arrangement over you, my daughter. In the name of Jesus, I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. The arrangement of hell will not stand over you. In the name of Jesus, you belong to God. The scripture says that children are the heritage of the Lord. In New Luanio, you do not belong to the enemy. You belong to God. In the name of Jesus, the arrangement of darkness over you is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every appointment with addiction, appointment with rebellion, appointment with evil, appointment with wickedness is cancelled over your life by the blood of Jesus. You will not follow in the cycle of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, you belong to the lineage of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, for the life that you have is not yours, but it is the life of Christ. Therefore, every demonic arrangement over you is cancelled. Demonic arrangement over your soul is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. I stop every demonic influence over your portion. In the name of Jesus, every demonic influence over you, I stop them. In the name of Jesus, speak to the Lord in prayer. Every demonic influence over my children. You might wonder why it's a prayer and not calling them to speak. Yes, you had already called and you have spoken to them. Now is the time to take up the spiritual baton and start praying. Stop the influence of the demons. Stop every demonic influence, every influence of witchcraft over them. Begin to cancel them in the name of Jesus. Oh, every enchantment over my son, over my daughter, every divination over them, I cancel them. Every witchcraft influence, every divination over them, I cancel them. Over my children, I cancel their influence in the name of Jesus. I cancel them over their portion in the name of Jesus. You are the heritage of the Lord. You are not for darkness. You are not for wickedness. You belong to the Lord. You are the heritage of the Lord. Oh, every influence, demonic influence over your life is canceled in the name of Jesus. Is canceled. Your soul has escaped in the name of Jesus from the snare of the fowler. Your soul has escaped in the name of Jesus. Your soul has escaped in the name of Jesus. Oh, son, daughter, your soul has escaped in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord Jesus bring you out of the prison of darkness. The Lord Jesus deliver you from the prison of addiction, from the prison of rebellion in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord Jesus bring you out of the gate of hell in the name of Jesus. The Lord bring you out of the gate of hell in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Pray and tell the Lord, evil ordinances is cancelled concerning your life. Evil ordinance is cancelled concerning your life in the name of Jesus. Evil ordinance is cancelled over your life in the name of Jesus. You are the expression of the blessings of God. You are not an expression of wickedness. You are not an expression of any form of curse in my lineage. They will look at some children and they will say, this is one thing that their forefathers has done that is coming over these children. Oh no, over my son, over my daughter, it will not be said of them that the father has eaten the grape and the teeth of the children has been set on edge. The Lord Jesus has redeemed me and redeemed your life from the curse of the law. You are not an extension of evil cycle. You are not an extension of evil occurrence. Evil ordinance is cancelled over you in the name of Jesus. You are an expression of the pleasure of God. You are an expression of the glory of God. You are an expression of God's blessing. You are not an expression of vengeance. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Evil ordinance is cancelled over your life in the name of Jesus. The ordinances of evil is cancelled over you. You will not partake in the evil cycle of your lineage. You will not partake in the vengeance of wickedness over your lineage. You will not partake in the ordinances of evil over my lineage. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray. Evil words spoken over you will not stand. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Evil words spoken over you will not stand. Either they are spoken carelessly, either from you, from anyone, either from me. Any words that is not from the Lord, that is not of the Lord concerning you, it will not stand. They are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Every evil imagination is cancelled over you. Evil imagination, evil influence from the pit of hell, it will not stand over your life. They are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, beloved, I want you to pray. Because of time and space, I'm going to lead you to the last prayer for this day. And I want you to pray. By the grace of God, I'll be expecting to see you today or to join us during our prayer time. I want you to pray. Evil standard is broken over your life. Evil standard that is raised over my son, over my daughter. I don't need to remind you that don't wait until you have them before you start praying. Lay your hand on your womb and speak over your seed. My seed, you have the blessing of Abraham. You are not of them that walk into perdition. You are a seed of the blessings of Abraham. You are the seed of those that seek after the name of the Lord. You are of the seed of those that fulfill purpose in life. Pray and tell the Lord, evil standard is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. The only standard I know is the standard of the Lord, that the Lord is going to raise up over your life, that when the enemy will come like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise standard against them. Evil standard is broken in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life, son, daughter, you will fulfill your purpose. You will fulfill the purpose of God for your life in the name of Jesus. You are not going to be among those that are numbered as a waste. No, you are a gain to God. You are the heritage of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I pray for you this morning. The hand of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray for that boy. I pray for that girl. I pray for that young man and that young woman. I stretch forth the hand of the Lord. The Lord bring you out of that prison in the name of Jesus. The gate of hell is broken over you in the name of Jesus. The Lord loose the chain of addiction. That chain of addiction is broken over you in the name of Jesus. I lay the hand of the Lord Jesus over you. Every demonic influence over you, demons of addiction and rebellion that has made your life to be an abode, I cast them out in the name of Jesus. I cast them out of your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord God come upon you in the name of Jesus. Oh, the hand of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. In all that you do, you will excel. Whatever evil name they have called you before, that name is turned around to be a testimony in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I declare that you are delivered from every demonic influence over your life. Every weight of the enemy is lifted off your life in the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, don't forget to join us today by 12 noon. We are going to come together in prayer one more time by the grace of God. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you, upon your day as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.